Good morning. Clear skies and light winds overnight allowed temperatures to drop back, and most everyone is starting in the single digits and teens early on this Thursday morning. We will enjoy brilliant sunshine throughout the day today, with that high pressure center remaining in control overhead, and the sunshine should help temperatures push back through the teens and 20s and into the lower 30s on average for daytime highs. Overnight tonight, the clear skies to start, then some clouds will start to move in, so perhaps not nearly as cold. Still, most everyone will drop back to the teens for overnight lows. On Friday, we will remain dry as that high starts to slide off the eastern seaboard, but clouds will tend to mix with the sunshine, especially in the afternoon hours. And around the backside of the high pressure center, a southerly breeze will commence and push temperatures into the upper 30s on average to round out the work week. This will set the stage for the next system to head in our direction from the deep south. It'll team up with energy over the Great Lakes to produce mostly cloudy skies for both Saturday and Sunday. The low-pressure system that does form east of the Outer Banks will stay well enough off the eastern seaboard to leave us with just rain and snow showers over the weekend and not steady or heavy precipitation, which will be confined to the immediate coast and points east. High temperatures over the weekend will manage to reach into the upper 30s. Behind this system will dry out for the early part of the week next week with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. Highs will reach into the mid-40s. The next front will approach during the day on Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies. It'll be in the 40s once again, so there is the risk of a few rain showers with this front. And that same front will stall out over us for the middle of the week. A wave of low pressure will ride along the front on Wednesday, and right now looks like our area will be in between the rain-snow line, which will leave us with a mixed variety of precipitation and high temperatures in the upper 30s to around 40 by next Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an active Pacific jet stream will continue to keep unsettled weather in the forecast for the Northwest through tomorrow. The most recent batch of moisture associated with the front is expected to spread across the Intermountain West, then the Northern Rockies and Northern High Plains in the form of light snow for the mountains and areas of mixed precipitation for the lower elevations. By tonight and into tomorrow, that next wave of moisture ahead of another front is expected to overspread the Northwest once again, with moderate to heavy snow over the Cascades, while moderate to heavy rain is expected for the lower terrain. Farther south, low pressure centered near the eastern Gulf Coast is forecast to bring rain across much of the southeast, including Florida, but this system is expected to move relatively quickly out into the Atlantic, ending much of the rain across the southeast by this afternoon. Temperature-wise, mild and normal conditions are expected to continue across the northern tier, with cooler than normal conditions for the deep south under a split flow pattern. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility with clear skies and 14 degrees and a north breeze at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 15 degrees, the dew point 8, 74% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.33 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 35 degrees, the low 19, the average temperature 27, that's 4 degrees above normal. Trace of precipitation yesterday, still just 5.1 inches of snow for the month, which is now 11.8 inches below normal, and 35.3 inches for the season, which is 1.6 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 56 set in 2013, and the record low 12 below zero in 1965 and in 1898. Sunrise this morning, 7:12 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:05 p.m., 9 hours and 53 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy Saturday and Sunday with a few rain or snow showers in the upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds mid-40s on Monday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers on Tuesday in the mid-40s. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy with rain and or snow likely, perhaps some sleet and freezing rain as well, with high temperatures near 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.